This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis is unveiling his proposed state budget today, CPR's Benta Berkman reports.
Even though state lawmakers ultimately draft and pass the annual budget, Polis's plan will serve as a starting point, and he's expected to play a big role in shaping the final outcome. Lawmakers in both parties and the governor have prioritized trying to help the state recover from the pandemic. Polis formally presents his budget to the Bipartisan Joint Budget Committee later this month. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Security officers at Denver International Airport plan to strike starting tomorrow. The union representing more than 180 DIA security guards confirmed the strike after recent contract negotiations stalled. The employees hope to get higher wages, affordable health care benefits, and improved working conditions. Travelers could see as many as 200 picketers at the airport Tuesday. Today is November 1st, and on the historic Bromley Farm in Brighton, northeast of Denver, families have been celebrating El Día de los Muertos. CPR's Claire Cleveland visited the celebration meant to honor the dead.
Trina White's grandfather immigrated from Mexico when he was 12 or 13 years old. Growing up, her family never celebrated Día de los Muertos, but when her granddaughter fell in love with the movie Coco, White took the opportunity to connect with her Mexican heritage.
Just to kind of teach her what the movie is about, I think this is a good thing for us to show her and, you know, grow up so she understands what it all means.
White attended with her two granddaughters, son and daughter-in-law. They plan to visit her grandparents' grave in Brighton after the festival. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
It's a cloudy 1st of November along the Front Range, mostly sunny today in western Colorado. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.